Earlier this week, President Obama signed the Health Care and Education Reconciliation Act into law, the last piece of the Democrats' landmark health care overhaul. In just a minute, NPR health policy correspondent Julie Rovner will join us. She and her colleagues at the NPR science desk have found a rider that progressives seem to have added to the bill, which several Republican congressmen have called a foolish gimmick. School districts across the country have decided to shorten their academic calendars to cut costs. NPR reports that the federal government has apparently followed suit. Effective today, April 1st, every month of the calendar year will be shortened by one day to save money. Joining us now in Studio 3A to talk about the provision is NPR health correspondent Julie Rovner. It's good to have you with us, Julie.
Nice to be here, Rebecca.
So tell us exactly what this rider says.
It's just one sentence. And of course, Congress never likes to say exactly what it's doing. So they kind of bury it in this arcane language. And it says that all months other than the month following the first month of the year and preceding the third month of the year will henceforth have no more than 29 days. So actually, in some cases, they'll take 2 days off of the calendar. Of course, we're talking about every month other than February.
So using that 28-day month as a model for the other months.
Right, and 29 in leap year.
How did this get into the bill under the radar?
It's an interesting question, but we understand that it was some liberals who put it in an effort to really make that deficit number come down and not have to save money in some other way.
So it may have been members of Congress who put this rider into the healthcare overhaul, but the idea was originally advanced by Nobel laureate Paul Krugman, first in a white paper and then a column. Paul Krugman joins us now from his office in Princeton. Welcome back to Talk the Nation.
Hi there. Good to be on.
So from an economic point of view, what can changing the calendar accomplish?
It's not a panacea, but you know, we have a serious budget problem. The federal government is spending about $8 billion a day, and this reform would take 18 days off the calendar year, and that would actually reduce the budget deficit by about $140 billion a year. That's not enough to resolve our problems, but it's a significant cut in the amount of red ink.
Where did the idea come from initially?
Well, the truth is, I was actually flirting with a more radical proposal. As you know, in every fall, we gain an hour when you move the clocks back, and then we lose an hour in the spring when you move them forward. And I thought we should forego that spring forward movement, which would add an hour to the year. And that doesn't sound like a lot, but it would build over time, and that would significantly increase the economy's time resources. But I realized that that was too radical to pass in the current political environment.
Now, obviously, we live in a global economy. What sort of problems do you foresee if the U.S. calendar doesn't jibe with those of its trading partners?
Well, I think we probably are going to have to put on time tariffs. Basically, people have proposed carbon tariffs for countries that don't adhere to a climate change regime, and we have to do the same thing on trade.
And Julie Rovner, in terms of the negotiations over this, which obviously were a tiny part of a huge healthcare overhaul, there have been some claims that, in fact, the Democrats who pushed this rider through had caved to the calendar lobby.
Well, you know, we are running a very large unemployment rate, and certainly this was a chance to create jobs.
And in terms of people who, for instance, may have a birthday on the 30th or 31st or New Year's Eve celebrations.
Well, you know, the president has been going around and talking about this health bill. He said that sacrifices will have to be made. This is going to be, you know, one place where sacrifices will have to be made.
NPR healthcare correspondent Julie Rovner, thanks so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
And also thank you to Nobel laureate Paul Krugman, professor of economics at Princeton and a columnist for the New York Times. He joined us by phone from his office. Thanks to you.
Thank you.
This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. Happy April Fool's Day. I'm Rebecca Roberts in Washington.